Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Saturday. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's great to have you with us Thursday, September 18th, 2014. You know, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, I think I was dead set yesterday that it was Tuesday, September 17th, completely skipping one of the most important days of the week, Wednesday, hump day. Actually, last Wednesday show was great, wasn't it? Hump day is for losers. Losers! That was a great show. So go back and listen to last Wednesday's show. But according to this week, I haven't even recorded a show on Wednesday because I recorded two on Tuesday. But I actually did record one yesterday, and if you're lost like I am, it's only because you're now officially part of the Everyday Saturday community. Yesterday, I was just adamant that it was actually Tuesday when, in fact, it was Wednesday. That's actually the point. But when every day is Saturday, you know where this is going, right? You actually do lose time. I'm curious how many people listen to the show. You wake up and some days you just don't even know what day of the week it is. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, it happens more. When you're an employee, maybe you're lost for like a millisecond, but then you come back to reality like, oh, it's Thursday. It's not Friday yet. Okay, I got you. But hey, in the entrepreneurial world, you know how it goes. Hey, by the way, head on over to iTunes. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating for the number one motivational podcast on the planet. We sure would appreciate it. It helps everybody find the show a lot easier inside of iTunes. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, that you left a 5-star review, and we'll give you a little Twitter love. You know, I am so done with this cat, Jameis Winston, from Florida State. And I know we got a lot of listeners from around the world, so I'll just set the table for you in 20 seconds and let you know who this cat is. He's the quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles, number one team in the country last year, won the national championship. Great athlete, but boy, one of the dumbest people I think I've seen in a long, long time. Self-awareness is a zero on a scale of 1 to 10. Absolutely stupid. Guy gets off on a rape charge last year. Now, whether you think he did it or didn't do it, you can Google Jameis Winston and you can read the story. But he was accused of rape and never got prosecuted, got thrown out. A lot of people think that it got thrown out because of his stature in Tallahassee and being a quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles and, you know, all of that stuff. Who knows? I don't know. Wasn't there. Not for me to judge. All I'm saying is that he was a high-profile rape case, potential rape case, that he ended up not being prosecuted for. Whether or not he did it, his name was mentioned with this, okay? So that just kind of gives you an idea, all right? This week, he's in the news because he shouted an obscene gesture about females from a student union building on campus. Okay. Let me just, for all the apologists out there for Jameis Winston, are going to just say, well, he's young, you know, when you were 20 years old. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Yep. When I was 20 years old at Penn State in 1988, I was a complete dumbass. Now, here's the difference. I wasn't the quarterback of the football team. There wasn't social media everywhere. I mean everywhere you go. And I was self-aware. I was aware that I was a party, drunken idiot. Okay? I was well aware of that. And I actually embraced that because nobody was watching me. And anybody that was watching me was just as big of an idiot as I was. And there was no social media around. We didn't even have cell phones back then. Okay? When you're the quarterback of the number one team and you beat a rape charge, whether or not you want to believe that, that involves obviously the abuse of a female. I can't even imagine how low I would lie in the weeds and never be heard from again except on Saturdays when I actually played football. Actually, also plays baseball. Very good baseball player too. Great athlete. And you know what's funny? Whenever he steps in it, like he did this week, and has to get out and give an apology, he sounds very sincere. Like, I apologize. And you got to give him credit, right? Everybody that apologized, you got to give him credit. And it's not even, I don't even care about this guy. Here's the funny part about it. I was just listening to the radio this morning. That's what I thought about this. It's just self-awareness. Very few people have self-awareness. I don't even give a crap about Jameis Winston. I never even think about this guy. But you know what? I just want him to go away. I just want him to go away. I want him to get off my television. I want him to get off my sound bites off my radio. I don't want to hear about this guy because it keeps reminding me how stupid he is, you know? And if you're not self-aware about who you are and where you are and your responsibilities, come on, man. You just can't do that stuff. So here I am on a Thursday morning. I'm all fired up and all jacked up because I think this whole self-awareness topic is a good one to talk about inside the Everyday Saturday community. Kind of curious your thoughts. You can hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Whether you're familiar with this case or not, it doesn't matter. And again, we've probably given this guy 4 minutes more than he deserves in a five-minute part of the show anyway. But I'm just jacked up, man. We all make mistakes. Everybody does, and we should all be forgiven for the mistakes. God knows, if I hadn't been forgiven of all the stupid things, and I'm already asking forgiveness ahead of time for the things I'm going to say and do already down the road, all right? So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you're out there, as high of a profile as Jameis Winston is, come on, man, just be a little more self-aware. And you can't, at some point in time, you can't blame it on being a stupid 20-year-old. You just can't do it anymore because at some point in time, you're going to have responsibility and you're going to have to be accountable. What are you training for in life? You know, a lot of these guys, most play college football, ain't going to see 1 minute in the pros. I'm sure he won't be any different. The likelihood of him being a star quarterback in the NFL, it just statistically doesn't translate well. All right, maybe he might, but statistically, probably not. You know, whether he wins a Heisman or not, doesn't matter. I'm just saying statistically, he's probably not going to be an elite NFL athlete. So where does that leave him? Maybe an elite baseball player because he's good. Well, maybe. Or how about this? 99% of the people that are absolute rock stars in sports in college end up doing what you and I do the rest of our lives, and that's going out trying to find their passion, trying to find their purpose in life, and trying to really make money with their own ideas. And if you're trying to, you know, find suitors for you and your talents, where does that leave you? You know, you got to be self-aware. You got to know who you are. And it's okay to embrace who you are. Look, I say accept who you are, not where you are. So if you think about that, Jameis Winston were a buddy of mine, or if he was my nephew, or, you know, especially my son, I'd pull him aside and say, dude, look, here's the deal. You stepped in it pretty good this time. And that's cool. It ain't a big deal. If that happens to any other kid in the world, it ain't a big deal. But you got to know who you are. Right? You got to know who you are. You got to know what you stand for. So let me give you some advice, kid. Lay low, okay? Just shut up. Just shut up for the next 2 years of your college career, however long you're going to absolutely stay in college. And it's always best, before you actually say something, think about it, which is hilarious coming from me. Isn't that a riot? Like the loose cannon, the guy that shoots off his mouth all the time is actually giving advice to somebody to actually think before you speak. But I'm just saying, I mean, my whole brand is really not thinking before I speak. I spoke in LA and Chicago last weekend. I'm going to give the keynote address tomorrow at the Cincinnati Area Board of Realtors. I'm not going to think a lot about what I'm going to say because I already know what I'm going to say and what I want to talk about and what the audience wants to hear about. You hire a guy that's got a brand every day is Saturday who teaches people how to get paid for their ideas and monetize their passion, you pretty much have a good idea that's going to be talking a lot about being inspired, overcoming adversity and the challenges that face us every single day, and how to take an idea and how to crush it, you know, and how to stay committed to that idea. That's no surprise. Like, that's no shocker. If I was getting up in front of a human resources team, I'd probably plan my presentation just a little bit more, you know? You know what I'm talking about. The pocket protectors, the people that are all buttoned up and they've got their portfolios, those Stephen Covey portfolios, and they've got their Crackberry and their iPad and their iPhone and their laptop, and every I is dotted and every T is crossed. You got to know where you are. You got to know who your audience is. When you're speaking, like right now, if you're an entrepreneur, some of you, maybe not most of you, communication is key to what you're going to talk about. You're going to convey an idea to somebody. right? How are you going to convey the idea? You're going to shout? You're going to whisper? Depends on who the market is. You know, you're going to shout if you're on stage in front of a large audience and your goal is to get them inspired to do what it is that they really love to do. You're going to be very emphatic, right? If you're giving a presentation, I've sat and actually really, here's the funny thing. There's men and women out there who don't have any, they're not even near the personality that you're listening to right now, and their presentations are amazing. Like, they're mesmerizing. When I speak on stage, I'll catch the speaker before or after me, and especially if it's somebody interesting. I don't want to hear another yeller or screamer like myself. That's just boring, you know? I want to hear somebody who's actually smart. So I'll listen to somebody who's really cerebral talking about trends, for example, where they see the economy going in the next 12 to 24 months, and they mirror their audience. You know, it's like the audience is on the edge of their seat. It's almost sometimes when you whisper, this is pretty wild because I'll do this as well. Like part of my presentation when I speak is I'll go really high and loud, and then I'll start to whisper when I tell a story. I really want people, and it's funny, the lower you talk, the more people sit up on the edge of their seat to listen. You know, you don't have to always scream. I scream because that's kind of what I do is I yell loud and I'm get jacked up a lot. But when I really want people to listen, I start to whisper. And you'll see them like leaning. It's the funniest thing. They'll be leaning up in their seat. And you're talking low and they're trying even harder to pay attention to what you're saying. So you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to get heard. You just, people look at your actions, man. So much in life is about what you're doing. You can snow people and you can fool them for a little while. But if you want a sustaining brand, if you want people to buy into your message, if you want people to follow you, especially if you want people to follow you, you got to act the same, whether you're 20 points up or 20 points down, whether you've got $1 million in the bank or you're 100 grand in the red. I mean, however that is, you can't be letting people on and say, oh, this is the worst day. This sucks. I can't even begin to get this thing going today. Nobody's going to follow that. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, nobody wants to follow that type of volatility. I mean, crap, they got that in their own life. They don't need to get that from you. So you got to be that example. And man, when I was listening to the radio today, and I was listening to this whole Jameis Winston thing, and I'm thinking, he's just stupid. He's a 20-year-old. I get it, okay? Truth be told, he's got a very engaging personality. If you've ever seen this kid interviewed, I mean, you can tell he's just getting bad advice from people, you know? And I don't know, maybe he got great advice and he just chose not to take it. You see that in the corporate world too, you know? You try to pull a young recruit in, somebody that you've hired in the organization, and maybe they got drunk at an office party, or maybe they're loud in the office, or they're not doing it. Say, look, here's the deal, dude, okay, real quick. You can have a heck of a career. I mean, you can light this company up, but you ain't going nowhere if you don't change. And here's how you see, you can't just say you're an idiot to somebody and then all of a sudden expect them to change. You got to say you're an idiot. Not even you're an idiot. You're acting like an idiot. Your actions are speaking so loudly, it's deafening. Here's a couple of pointers if you really want to go. Tell me where it is you want to go. Oh, I want to be a CEO. I want to go to the top. I want to build my own brand. Okay. Let me give you some great advice that was given to me about how to do that. Okay. The first thing I would give people advice if they were, because I'm not in the actual space of being politically correct, so I'm not even sure I could be the best person to give advice to Jameis. The only thing I would tell him is to shut up. That's what I would tell him. Because obviously, every time, most of the time when you speak, it ends up on the news in a bad way. So let's just shut up for now. For the next, do that, because if you did nothing but just be quiet for the next 2 years and continue to win national championships or a lot of football games, you can turn your reputation and your brand around immediately. If someone's coming to Sam Crowley and saying, hey, Sam, I want to build a brand, kind of like what with Every Day is Saturday, I want to go out and monetize my passion, what are some ideas? I mean, what should I stop doing, start doing? Just, I'm a sponge, man. I just, give me an idea what I should do. And the first thing I would tell people is don't, and here's, this is almost counterintuitive to what we've been talking about for the past 10 minutes, but stop worrying about what people think about you. Stop worrying about what people think about you. Now, with that being said, I went into this yesterday and I talk about this all the time. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything immoral. And don't do anything that's against your brand. Look, if you're Jameis, if you're Howard Stern, you can say Jameis Winston stuff, right? If you're Joan Rivers, you can say Jameis Winston stuff, you know? If you're just these, if that's your brand, put it that way. if you're in the shock jock and saying stuff that's going to make people sit up and, whoa, did you hear what Howard Stern said? Then that's your brand. Have a ball. But he's not Howard Stern. Okay? Understand who you are. And that's tough for some people to understand. Being self-aware. Trying to understand who you are, what you stand for, and what your brand stands for. That's most people can't get that because they want to be what other people want them to be. That's the problem. They're trying to please everybody else. Well, what do you think other people are going to want to hear me say or think or do? Doesn't matter. You get, because if you're always out there worrying about what other people are going to think or say or what other people want you to do, you've lost the game before you even got started. Because what's going to happen, you're going to get bored of pleasing other people. It's going to get difficult. It's going to be almost tiring to the point of mental exhaustion. If you wake up every day, we talked about the blank canvas yesterday and the whiteboard. If you've got that blank canvas in front of you, it's going to be extremely difficult to continue to write on that blank canvas when that whole premise is trying to please other people and what do you think they want to hear from you versus what is it that you are so jacked up about to do today. You know, that's very difficult. You can fill a blank canvas with all of your own creative thoughts, but you can't fill a blank canvas with what other people want you to say, do, think, and everything like that. That's the first piece of advice. So if I was counseling a guy like Jameis or anybody else like that, I'd say, dude, this isn't you. This isn't the brand that you want to put out there. You're a fun-loving guy. You got a great personality. You're a super athlete. Why don't you just stick to athletics? All right? Why don't you keep your mouth shut? Understand you're famous. There's cameras rolling. There's videotape. There's audio everywhere. Everybody's taking a picture of you. Just be a little bit more aware of that. And a lot of people online, they're not famous. They want to be. So they go and they post on Facebook 17 times a day. They put YouTube videos out there. They want everybody to notice them, but they're not saying anything, A, that's worth being noticed, and anybody's going to say, wow, that's really impressive. That's my niche. I want to learn more about this person and what they have to say. Or they're completely stepping in it, too, online. How many people do you see on Facebook bringing their dirty laundry out there? How many people do you see on Facebook and social media talking about the problems of the day, the people that have done them wrong? Actually, ironically enough, and I kid you not, I saw a post this morning, I don't know how it ended up in my news feed, it was in my news feed about somebody talking about how broke they are. And then on the back end of that, there's another post trying to promote a business. Like, which one of these doesn't go with the other? You're kidding, right? You're putting a post out there about join my team and then following that up with how broke you are and how times are tough. Guys, you got to understand, you got to be self-aware. If you're going to put something out there, nobody's holding a gun to your head and saying, hey, you got to post on social media, all right? But if you get that urge, understand when you put that out there, it's there, and that's the brand that you're building. So are you going to build the brand of, today I'm full of drama, I've got a lot going on, this is what's going on, say a prayer for me, I can't believe I got done wrong or I'm broke and things like that, and then you're going to try to come back and build your own brand behind, it ain't going to work, man. It ain't going to work. Because who are you going to attract with all that? You're going to attract other victims. Victims attract victims. Leaders attract leaders. You only need about one leader for every 99 victims. You're building a team out there. A lot of people in the network marketing space. I know you listen to this podcast as well. You don't want to attract fellow victims into your business. What fun is that? I mean, for every one leader, you're going to need about 100 victims to go follow. Let's just call them followers. You know what I'm talking about? It's so much easier to build a team of leaders than it is to build a team of followers. Not everybody's a leader. I get that part. Okay. Not everybody. There are too many cooks in the kitchen. I understand that concept. And you need to as well. And some people understand their role. They say, look, I just want to follow. I just want to follow. Show me where to go. That's great. They got great attitudes. They're hard workers. Doesn't make them bad people. They just don't have, they're not comfortable leading. But boy, you find leaders out there, your life is so much easier. Trust me on that. But also, understand this part. Be self-aware. Understand who you are, what your mission is, what you stand for, who's your target market, and what's the message that you want to get out there. And don't step in it. That's easier said than done because I do that all the time. But I have fun, man. You know, I have fun. And you need to have fun as well. Don't walk out there being afraid of making a mistake. just understand, man, there comes a point in time where you got to stop apologizing for what you say, what you do, and just let your actions speak for themselves. The old saying, I can't hear a word you're saying because your actions are telling me everything I need to know. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.